Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Turncoat Tuesday. It's also the 21st day of November, 2023. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're gonna have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 41 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of Northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 54 degrees today and a low of 22. So it's winter. I mean, for all intents and purposes, in my opinion, it's fucking winter. Anyway, we'll be right back, and we'll go look at the propaganda. Take your breath.
Thank you for listening to PBFTP,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. Let me move this out of the way. Let's zap on over to the Ministry of Lies and see what the hell's going on. Yeah, this one kind of gets me. The ex-Maryland Democrat mayor sentenced 30 years in prison from 150-year plea deal for child porn case involving over 500 victims may be eligible for parole after 7.5 years. And the reason this is interesting is because right at the top of this fucking site, we have Hunter Biden with fucking little six-year-old girls doing coke and pedophiling him. And what's the deal with this here? He's got a pride shirt on. The former Democratic mayor of College Park, Maryland, Patrick Wojan has been handed a 30-year prison sentence after pleading guilty to charges related to the possession and distribution of child sexual abuse material. Now, this guy no doubt deserves to be hung by his fucking, I don't know, by his fingernails, so he's dead. But the bottom line is, what the hell are they doing? Look at this shit that's in the schools. Tell me that isn't goddamn child pornography. Earlier this year, the Gateway Pundit reported that the Prince George County Police Department arrested Wojan soon after they discovered he was operating a social media account distributing pornography. All he's doing is, what are they doing in the schools? I've seen that fucking shit. Is that pornography? Yes or no? Are they distributing it in schools? Yes, they fucking are. What, I mean, I don't really get this fucking article. I mean, is this to show they're doing something or nothing? Or it may, the schools can put it out, but I don't know if the fucking fags and the queers and the pedophiles can't. See, I mean, and this isn't what we got at the top of the page, where you got extra contact with goddamn little six-year-olds dressed up like prostitutes with fucking crack cocaine. This is pornography. The city of College Park was made aware that this morning of former Mayor Patrick Wojan's arrest by Prince George County Police, and the charges have been filed. We are shocked and disturbed. I bet you are. I would like to see what you fucking put into the classrooms in this school. By the news that has come to light in the investigation is a total surprise to us, according to, why would it be a surprise to the press release? You're all fucking a bunch of pedophiles. Before his arrest, Wojan, who served as mayor from 2015 to 2023, had friendships with high-profile Democrats such as Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg. I mean, I think that, I wonder why this article. The Washington Blade in 2019 reported Pete Buttigieg has mentored Patrick Wojan over the years. Local College Park news outlet, the Diamondback, would go no further, and reported Patrick Wojan received important advice from Buttigieg, and the two even went out for beers once in Riverdale, Maryland. And he's a fucking freak. You know, he's a fucking pedophile. Everybody wrote again, all the smiles as they booger little fucking kids. But it's just, is this a distraction of some fucking sort? Because, I mean, it certainly isn't news. Prince George, George's County Police Department wrote in a press release on Friday, 17th, 2023, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children notified the PD that a social media account operating in the county possessed and distributed suspected child pornography. Again, I've seen these fucking books that they're taking in there for goddamn six-year-olds, and for 14-year-olds, for boys. I mean, and teaching them how to do be queers. I guess fucking be little boys how to be little girls and little girls how to be little boys, fucking giving them fucking goddamn medications to fucking deform their fucking bodies and child pornography. Would you call that child pornography? I surely would. The image and videos have been uploaded onto a social media account in January 2023 through various investigative techniques. PD investigators discovered the social media account belonged to Wojan. And they keep showing pictures of this fucking freak. But I mean, the whole idea, the only reason I went on this is just to say, okay, I would like to see what the curriculum for the fucking school looks like. And I'm sure this guy is a piece of shit. He's got his pride flag on here and a heart on his thing. You need to die, you piece of fucking dog shit. There's no doubt about it. You've pedophiled children. I have no doubt about it, but like I said at the top of this fucking site, we have fucking goddamn Hunter Biden there with little six-year-olds, about three or four of them, dressed like fucking prostitutes, doing coke, crack cocaine and molesting them, and it don't fucking matter. I hear tap, 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 tap. Somebody tapping nervously. That's all right. Don't worry about it. He's going to kill me. U.S. Army soldier reveals he's being charged for equipment he was ordered to leave in Afghanistan. Why not? Just a quick one here. By Cullen McHugh, Trending Politics. An outgoing U.S. Army soldier. Somebody doing that, really? You're fucking going like this? Are you really? Let me fucking see who that is, and I'll fucking take you down right now, and you won't be doing that no fucking more. Stop it! An outgoing U.S. Army soldier provided a scathing rebuke of military leadership and the Biden administration policies in an impassioned video statement released on his last day on the job. The outgoing soldier also revealed that the Army is sending him a hefty bill for equipment he was ordered to leave behind during the infamous withdrawal from Afghanistan. That's what kind of got me to reading this, because I'm thinking about all the shit they left there. Today is gear turn-in day for me. I turn in all my gear, all the gear that I've collected over the last 4 years of being active duty with the Army. No, you're not with, you're with the UN, United Nations, motherfucker. You're not with any American Army. Don't consider, don't say nothing fucking American about yourself. And I really don't give a fuck what happens to you, you corporate fucking thug. Army with the 82nd Airborne Division, the veteran began. 2 years ago, my unit deployed to Afghanistan for Afghanistan withdrawal. We spent a few weeks over there. It was hectic. It was chaotic. It was disgusting, and it made me very disappointed in our government today. Well, it might be your fucking government, buddy, but it ain't mine. Today, I'm reminded of how disappointed I am in our our government. Who the fuck are you? My government, son of a bitch. See, this is propaganda. This is subtle fucking propaganda. It is not our fucking government. We have no fucking government. Our government is us under the unalienable law of December 15, 1791 and our autonomy. Your government, asshole. Don't call it my fucking government. It pisses me off. If you were here, I'd bitch slap you. He continued before making a shocking revelation. Upon turning in his gear, he was presented with a hefty bill for equipment he was ordered to leave in Afghanistan a little more than 2 years ago, because as the last two birds were sitting on the tarmac ready to leave, there wasn't any room for extra gear or extra weight. Therefore, we were told to leave it. Some lower enlisted dudes, including myself, were like, no, this stuff is expensive. I'm not leaving this. I'm going to get charged for this when it comes time to leave, he explained. Soldiers were assured that they would not be charged for the equipment, though this has proven to be an empty promise, the veteran claimed. And you know they left that fucking shit there on purpose. I mean, we ain't that dumb. We're just really not. A total of U.S. military left roughly $7.2 billion. Listen to this, $7.2 billion worth of equipment in a war-torn nation. You fucking brought that shit over there. They brought it over there brand fucking new. Remember, Trumpy building shit up? All brand new fucking munitions. And I'll tell you what, these assholes dumb enough to join this United Nations fucking army on the side of Israel. I'm going to go over there and fight for fucking the kikes. Well, I got to tell you what, man, you're going to get shot with your own shit. Just like, hey, I mean, you know, people have been shot with in these fucking phony-ass wars by our own ordnance. But, hey, you people down in South Carolina, man, you might get some overtime here. You know, building more fucking bullets and death for fucking people, you know, bombs. The hectic withdrawal, this includes hundreds of Humvees, several Black Hawk helicopters, and thousands of small arms you better watch out. You can't have a gun here. We don't want you to have a gun. Thousands of small, but them Afghans that we've been at war with 20 fucking years and $1 trillion. But we're going to leave them all these small arms. I mean, that was such a fucking setup. They did the same thing in fucking Iraq. And then right now, Iraqi fucking goddamn munitions are killing. Well, you can't call yourself an American no more if you join the United Nations fucking army. I'm telling you that right now. You're a fucking traitor. Among several additional military assets that were soon looted by the Taliban. And wait till you get over there to fucking Jew land and you got a fucking Jew fucking general. You're going to be my fucking enemy straight up, motherfucker. And you don't impress me one bit in your fucking pink high heels. The soldier went on to voice his disgust with the Biden administration policies and treatment of U.S. military. They're not U.S. military veterans. Got it? Describe things as they fucking are. Our fucking government? No. U.S. military veterans? Fucking no. These are goddamn U.N. fucking thugs that served as U.N. fucking thugs, murdering fucking women and children for fucking the Jews so the Jews could have what their fucking resources of their country. Got it? Don't throw your shit out there like that. And you know better. That's why you know this is propaganda. This is why these people here are sitting on fat wads. This is why you'll have a goddamn $100,000 goddamn setup to fucking run your fucking programs and shit, wear a tie and ask people to join you in learning how fucking stupid that people are and how fucking worthless. We already know that. We know what they're doing to us. but you really get to know him. We'll give it to you in fucking detail. And what do you do about it? Well, you just say no. You just resist. Oh, really? I want to show me how that fucking works. I mean, this is a fucking consorted fucking effort to try to push people back over into that administrative Adam Morality state of fucking mind that's going to just take you further and further down the fucking shithole. You have to fucking put on the fucking brakes. Dig in your fucking heels. The Bill of Rights. The unalienable law of December 15, 1791. Autonomy. I'm an free individual. I'm the highest authority in this fucking country, you dirty cocksuckers. And I'm not going to give inch on any of my fucking rights. That's what they do not fucking want. That's why they're inundating us with this meaningless fucking bullshit that keep throwing like U.S. military. They're not U.S. military veterans. Where was the declared war that it would have took for the fucking Congress to raise U.S. military that could be called U.S. military veterans? Tell me that. And who do they fucking take their command from? NATO, fucking the United Nations. These are fucking traitors. You're not fighting for my fucking rights. Don't call yourself U.S. Got it? We can continue to give millions of dollars to the Taliban. I mean, this is what you're bitching about, that they're giving millions of dollars to the Taliban. They were giving $1 million to the Taliban while you were over there fucking shooting little kids and shit. We can give billions of dollars to Ukraine. We can give billions of dollars to student debt relief. Ooh, that's a real nasty one, man. It's like almost like a fucking bomb, ain't it? We can give a bunch of stupid stimulus checks. We can cut those to the American people, but we can't cover $500 to $1,000 for a dude that left gear in Afghanistan. He said, you're bitching and whining. Tough shit, buddy. You joined a fucking bad crowd. You were hanging out with bad people. That's what your parents would have told you. You hang out with fucking bad people. You get this kind of, this is what you get. These are who these fuckers are. These are your fucking comrades, bud. For a dude that left gear in a place that you put me to begin with, they didn't put, did you volunteer? Because last time I heard, there was no fucking goddamn draft. So they put you there? No, you went there, you son of a bitch. The government is so stinking backwards right now, man. No fucking shit. It took you a trip to Afghanistan to find that out. This administration's last priority is the American people. No. Say it ain't so. And especially picking on a veteran. Oh, my goodness. You're just more fucking talk. They want to talk about the people living under underpasses with their little fucking kids going into winter. No fucking food, filthy fucking clothes, can trace their fucking lineage back before this was even a fucking country. Let's talk about that. And inside of the American people, their last priority is the soldiers. Mine is, you fucking have assisted them in fucking violating the highest law in this fucking land, the land of we. You never fought for our people. You never fought for our fucking law. So don't fucking whine on my shoulder, buddy. They're Marines. They're airmen and Navy. No, they're not. They're UN motherfucking dick suckers. Got it? So messed up, man. Yeah, it is. Okay, what else we got here? Biden advisor in Israel for talks on preventing Lebanon war. They're already bombing the shit out of Lebanon. Bombing the hell out of it right fucking now as I'm speaking. This is by Dave DeCamp, antiwar.com. A Hezbollah attack. See, Hezbollah. Oh, now we're in Lebanon. Just like we told you we'd be. How long have we been saying this? How many years? We've been telling you exactly where these kikes want to go. They just had to build up the fucking goddamn, make the people fucking stupid enough to get enough fucking shit out there going enough different ways that no two people could even get together to answer one fucking question. That's it. A Hezbollah attack in northern Israel on Monday, if you say so, did heavy damage to an Israeli military base. You mean the Hezbollah is attacking military? And you got and military bases but no casualties were reported. What are they doing attacking military bases? I thought that they were fucking terrorists that attacked people and killing, you know, they're the bad guys. Amos Hutchinson, or Hutstein Oy, a senior advisor to President Biden, is in Israel to hold talks with Israeli officials on preventing a major war with Lebanon, as fighting between Israel and Hezbollah forces across the Israel-Lebanon border continues to escalate. And it is escalating. He's over there saying, get your guys over here. Get the cannon fodder over here, because these motherfuckers here ain't playing games. They'll attack us militarily, which is what they did. Attacked you military, but you need to get some human, 1,000 fucking Americans to die for every one fucking goddamn Jew that fucking dies. You motherfuckers started this shit. I just want to see you wiped off the fucking face of the planet. You sick in the head son of a bitches. You fucking misery makers. You're the misery of the world, and everybody fucking knows it. You can cry out as loud as you fucking want. Nobody's listening. Everybody sees you. You have fucking demonstrated who you are. Hezbollah rocket strike on Monday caused heavy damage to Israel's Bryant military base near the Lebanon border, but no casualties were reported. Israel's military said it responded by fighter jets, helicopters, and tanks which targeted Hezbollah sites in southern Lebanon. Whatever you fucking say, did you charge in there, you fucking John Wayne tough motherfuckers? You're so fucking smart. You're smart because you will stay in the tanks and you'll stay in the fucking jets until they get those ignorant fucking Americans over there to fucking charge that machine gun juju. According to Axios, there's growing anxiety in the White House that Israel's military action could lead to a regional war. That's the whole fucking idea, ain't it? Is that what they've been saying for fucking, 2 months now? Some Biden administration officials believe Israel is trying to intentionally provoke Hezbollah. No. Can't say that about Israel. That son of a bitch is in trouble. To create a pretext for a wider war in Lebanon that can draw in the U.S. If he wants the U.S., all he has to do is call, because they passed a fucking resolution about 5 fucking years ago saying he could take our fucking forces into an offensive, not to come and defend them. And that's going to pop up. Make it pop up. Shove that in the Americans' face right now. Why they're so in love with fucking Israel. The U.S. has emboldened Israel to be aggressive by deploying a huge amount of firepower to the region in the name of deterring regional actors from entering a war against Israel. Oh, bullshit, shit. Hutstein Oy is Biden's energy advisor and has experience mediating talks between Lebanon and Israel regarding gas drilling rights in the Mediterranean Sea. He was recently in Lebanon to meet with officials to discuss tensions with Israel. This trip builds on Hochstein's visit to Beirut earlier this month, where he made clear the United States does not want to see a conflict in Gaza escalating and expanding into Lebanon. Lying son of a bitch. A U.S. official said, while in Israel, Hochstein Oy will emphasize that restoring calm along Israel's northern border is of utmost importance to the United States, and it should be a top priority for both Israel and Lebanon. You know why? Because fucking people in this country are fucking saying, fuck you, Jew. They've seen what these motherfuckers are. They've seen that the people that they fucking put down all these years were telling them the goddamn truth. These are fucking monsters. Always have been monsters. I mean, to come up and talk about killing little babies so they don't grow up, and so that, it's a preemptive fucking thing, don't you know? That's how you preempt a fucking guy. You kill the nit before it becomes a lice. I mean, they are giving them the same fucking policies that were given to the American Indians when they came in here. When the Europe came in here. Hochstein is expected to meet with senior Israeli officials, including Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, who has repeatedly threatened Lebanon with destruction. Gallant warned last week. Now listen, that what we are doing in Gaza, we can do in Beirut. Why don't you fucking go do it, Kike? Let's get this shit rolling. Let's get the big boys in there. Wait a minute. you'd have to start a draft because you got to get enough fucking cannon fodder and human shields for your fucking oi boys, for the fucking chosen people to go out in front and get their fucking asses. You people going to send your people, children over to this meat grinder to take a bullet for a fucking Jew that fucking brags about the genocide that they are committing in fucking goddamn Palestine? Are you going to do it? Let's see what else we got here. Here we're not shocked. Here's something we've been talking about, and they keep on. No. It's not that. No. It's not. This is CNN anchor shocked when ex-Israeli prime minister says Israel built Hamas bunkers under Gaza hospital decades ago. What? All along you've been saying it's Israel, Henry, and they've been saying no. It was the CIA. It was everybody but fucking no. It was the fucking kikes. Everybody knew it. Known it for a long fucking time. You got, but now today, can it be true? Those of you who know, it can't be. Today, can it be true? CNN anchor Christine Amanpour was stunned when former Israeli Prime Minister Barak told her that Israel built the Hamas bunkers under Gaza al-Shifa hospital decades ago. During a CNN interview on Monday, Barak said that the bunkers being used by Hamas for terror activity were originally built by Israeli constructors. Amanpour was so surprised at what she heard and that she asked Barak, when you said it was built by Israel engineers, did you misspeak? Trying to correct him, this cannot fucking be. But it has been. It's always been. The Times of Israel report, Barak answered, no. You know, some decades ago, we were running the place. So we helped them. We helped them to build these bunkers in order to enable more space for operation of the hospital. Amanpour said the comment has sort of thrown me a little bit. You think? The clip has been widely disseminated online with critics of Israel citing it as ostensible proof that Israel has been lying about Hamas building tunnels under Shaifa and using the medical compound to shield itself from attack. So when you're sitting there shooting with the tanks, killing those little babies, killing those mothers with babies in their bellies, you may be fooling people. It might just be a joke. Israel officials have said that while Hamas originally appropriated basement areas in the hospital, which was built by Israel when it was still ruled Gaza, I thought these guys were enemies. No, that was the Palestinian Authority. That's when Hamas was created by Israel. They went in there, buddy, side by side. If there is tunnels under there, I don't believe none of this shit that comes out of this goddamn machine. The terror group has since then dug several further floors and added tunnels to make the site a hub in its vast underground labyrinth. Fucking right. Whatever you want to say. I seen the soldier on the fucking clip sitting there goes, yeah, we're leveling it, and then we're settling it. That's what they're doing. Leveling it, pushing the goddamn buildings of the Palestinian people, leveling it and settling it. They're taking it. It's conquest. That's what it's called. And genocide at the same fucking time, and they have this bitch. I wish I could play it. Go over and listen to it if you want. Massive Capitol police exercise in dark of night has Americans asking questions. Well, not this fucking American. I think this American is going to take a break, and we'll be right back. Dun-dun.
Be a whole lot of love. You get nothing for nothing.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Jefferson.
Come on again.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific time, and that was Hogjaw with Get Some. Not no Hogjaw. I could give some. Go fucking give some. Quit waiting on these motherfuckers while you want them fucking murder people in your fucking name. We're all fucking responsible for it. We got what it takes to stop them. Except for the fucking balls in the backbone, I guess. Anyways, let's go back over to the fucking propaganda. I wanted to hit. They have a, if you're over at the site, they have the Palestine in 1938. It shows you that, you know, they used to, actually it was their country and they didn't, it was taken unlawfully. Let's see here. Where was it? That's sickening enough. Here it is. For the second time in 10 days, White House security spokesperson John Kirby makes the position of the White House and the United States government clear. Israel is not engaged in genocide, guys, but Hamas has engaged in genocide. I mean, only a motherfucking Jew. Either a solid fucking Jew or everybody in your family is a fucking Jew and you're a Judeo-Christian. You are, I listen to, if you get a chance, go listen to this. This motherfucker has the fucking nerve to say, no, it's the Palestinians that are committing genocide on the Israelis. What do you fucking think about? Well, I tell you the guy, it's the truth, and I shit you not. I was sitting there and I listened to this. And I jumped up out of my chair because it just hit me like that. And I went out the door and I opened up the fucking door and I listened. And on the wind, I heard it. I clicked it. How fucking don't answer that question. We know how fucking dumb you think we are, you piece of fucking heeb shit, you. I mean, drop a 500-pound fucking bomb on a fucking 10-year-old. Quit committing genocide on me. Quit committing genocide on me. It ain't fair. Come on, America. Come kill, help us kill these fucking Palestinians. You fucking murdering, butchering pieces of fucking shit. And this son of a bitch, why has he still got a fucking job? To say something that fucking outrageous. Let me see this more here. To say something that fucking outrageous that is blatantly, obviously, a fucking lie. It's why you still got a job, son of a bitch? Because I tell you what, because your goddamn, what is it? What fucking is this? Breaking news. What? Fox News is owned by fucking Jews. That's why. This word genocide, this is what he's saying. This word genocide is getting thrown around in a pretty inappropriate way. Is it really? By lots of different folks. Really? Everybody's wrong and you're fucking right, Heeb, right? What Hamas wants. Make no mistake about it, is genocide. That's what they want. They want to wipe Israel off the fucking map. But who, I mean, wants and whims, I mean, who's doing what, buddy? You can't see past your fucking 4-foot nose there, punk. You can't see what the fuck they're doing. You can't see the dead bodies piled up. You can't see them fucking shooting fucking tank rounds and fucking aerial rounds at fucking hospitals. You think we're, you fucking cocksucker, you will be fucking tried when this is all over. You will be tried, you propagandist. That's what you are. You are the lowest piece of shit I ever heard in my life. And they've said that they are going to stop. What happened on October 7th? Let's see. Oh, I'm sorry. Make no mistake about this genocide. They want to wipe Israel off the map. They've said so publicly on more than one occasion. Who in the hell hasn't? What country ain't you getting cocksuckers been kicked out of yet, huh? Who in the hell haven't you fucked with enough that want to fucking wipe your fucking asses out? You tell me that, you piece of shit. If this guy still got his job tomorrow, fuck, I would, well, if you're still stupid enough to turn Fox News on, I guess there's no helping you. In fact, just recently, and they've said that they're going to stop. What happened on the 7th of October? What happened on the 7th of October? Well, it's plain and clear. It's been made plain and clear. We just did an article that Hamas and fucking goddamn Israel are good buddies. In fact, Israel created Hamas. They were even helping them build the fucking bottom of the hospital so they could have more capacity. They're so close. They created Hamas as their puppet fucking government, and Hamas and fucking Mossad planned the fucking goddamn October 7th false fucking flag so blatantly. The first day it was debunked as what it is. It was a false fucking flag like COVID-19 so that you could fucking start your invasion, because you've been itching to steal fucking goddamn Lebanon, Syria, fucking goddamn, hey, Jordan, you better stay awake. I don't care what they're whispering in your ears. Iran, and finally goddamn Turkey. And then they'll have the whole Ottoman Empire. That's all they want. And you fucking Turks better wake up too. I thought you were sending some people over there to kick some ass. What happened? It's going to happen again and again and again. And what happened on the 7th of October is going to happen. He's saying it's going to happen again. Remember the people that came up? We had the articles on the fucking site and the audios. And people coming, a cockroach couldn't get across that fucking border. I mean, that's what people said. A bug couldn't fly across that border without them knowing. This was planned. This was fucking carried out as a fucking false flag. And look, if you get a chance, go over and look at this piece of shit that thinks he can come up and say something like that. When they're fucking, how many fucking have you killed today, you son of a bitch? How many little babies have you killed? You freak. You fucking dicks. Jew dick sucking son of a bitch. Murder, slaughter of innocent people in their homes or at a musical festival. All just like you set it up, isn't it? Just like you and the Mossad and fucking the Hamas trained. How much did they train together for that little operation? And what about the cut fence? You can't, the fucking cockroach can't cross it, but it got cut. And their fucking Air Force was goddamn hang gliders. How fucking stupid. You must think, you really do think we are going. You really do think that we're dumb as, you're far above us as we are a dog, don't you? You have to. But if you knew how fucking ridiculously fucking goddamn lying you look, it's in your eyes. You can see it. You piece of shit. That's genocidal intentions. Shit, intentions. Yes, there are too many civilian casualties in Gaza. Yes, the numbers are too high. Yes, too many families are grieving. And yes, we continue to urge the Israelis to be as careful and cautious as possible. You mean while being genocide or while committing genocide? How fucking dare you? How fucking dare you try to turn around and say, I mean, that's a Jew. That's a fucking Jew for you. Like I said, dropping a bomb on a fucking 10-year-old and yelling that you're committing genocide on me. Fuck you, you fucking phony fuckers. Everybody's figured your asses out. You're fucking going down, and you're going down hard. That's not going to stop from the president and right on down. But Israel is not trying to wipe the Palestinian people off. But fucking, oh, you're not? What does fucking goddamn clear out, level, and settle mean, you son of a bitch? You think that a little spot on fucking Fox and it means any goddamn thing except that Fox is exactly what it is, fucking controlled fucking ministry of fucking lies? That's all it fucking means. And you just fucking pissed a lot more people, a lot more pissed off by your fucking goofiness. You're a goofy son of a bitch to even think one fucking person would take you seriously. Like I said, I heard that collected laugh across the fucking goddamn air. You from miles and thousands of miles all around the fucking world, they're laughing at your ass. How you son of a bitch. Israel's not trying to wipe Gaza off the map, but hell, you fucking ain't. Israel is trying to defend defense when you're fucking bomb shoot hospitals, when people come out of the hospital with a white fucking flag and your fucking snipers are shooting them, you motherfucker? Is that defensive to you? Wait till you get in an offensive war, you dirty bastard, against men that'll blow your fucking heads off, against men instead of little children and women and wounded people, you cowardly bastard. Itself against a genocidal terrorist threat. So if we're going to start using the word, fine, let's use it appropriately. You piss ant, man. God, I wish I could play that. The man is a piss ant. Fucking looks like a piss ant. Is a piss ant. Let's see what else we got. Okay, let's go this way. Here we are, Mr. Genocide. Mr. Genocide, you son of a bitch. What the fuck was that prick's name? Let's see here. For the same time, security. John Kirby. Here you go, John Kirby. Israel/Palestine. Israel children sing for annihilation of everyone in Gaza. Oh, that's goddamn genocide against the Jews, don't you know? Oi, 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 oi. Fuck you. You're not going to... You've gone way too fucking far. You really do think that you could go out, take somebody out in the middle of the fucking day and tell them it's night and they would fucking believe you. Oh, well, I'm a Jew. You have to believe me. No, I don't. I know what you are, you fucking piece of shit. Israel public broadcaster has published a song featuring a group of children promising to annihilate everyone in Gaza. Public broadcast, people. This is your fucking asshole's other side. The video entitled Friendship Song 2023 was posted by Can News on November 19th and features nationalistic lyrics co-writer of campaigner Cambinger, I guess it is, Ofer Rosenbaum. Oi, 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 oi. The lyrics reference the ongoing Israeli assault in Gaza Strip and talk of the Israeli army crossing into the besieged enclave to annihilate those swastika beggars. You're the fucking Nazis, you son of a bitches. You always have been. In another year, there will be nothing here, nothing there. Listen, this is the words, man, to this fucking prick who is on the Kirby. And we will safely return to our homes. The children sing. Within a year, we will annihilate everyone. That's genocide, son of a bitch. And then we will return to plow our fields that we took from them because they won't be there no more. We'll plow them into the fucking ground and use them for fertilizer. Following accusations that the song was advocating genocide. There's that word again, Kirby. Genocide, you motherfucker. The video was removed from Can's website and social media accounts without an explanation. Oh, really? I want to hear you come. I want to ask. Hey, come on, Kirby. Come up and tell me about this, you motherfucker. Israel has launched an unprecedented campaign of siege and bombardment in Gaza Strip since October 7th. In 6 weeks, Israeli fighter jets have killed at least 13,000 Palestinians. It was like 1,000 and something fucking Israelis that were killed in the false flag. 13,000 Palestinians, including 5,500 children, you fucking cowards. The bombing was devastated. Oh, the bombing has devastated the small enclave's civilian population with attacks mostly hitting residential areas, homes, hospitals, schools, universities, mosques, and other public infrastructure. Now, we heard that when Hezbollah attacked, that's right, they shot military targets. You cowardly motherfuckers won't fight a goddamn military like Hezbollah because they'll kick your fucking ass, and you know it. You have to bring in the fucking your lapdog. 1,000 American lives are worth fucking one Jew fucking life. That's what you got to bring in because you're fucking cowards. If you can sit in a tank and kill people or sit with a sniper rifle and shoot people with fucking goddamn white flags in hands, boy, you're some brave motherfuckers, aren't you? But when you got to go fucking tit for fucking tat, you fucking piss your pants and lay down in the fucking position, cry, genocide, genocide, or no, what, Holocaust, Holocaust. I'm a victim of Holocaust. I know I'm not old. Yeah, I'm a victim of Holocaust, Holocaust. That shit played out, didn't it? Ain't playing no more, is it? Like I said, a collective laughter was on the wind. Rosenbrum, boy, the songwriter, is the chairman of the Civil Front, a movement created to restore Israeli citizens' confidence in the state security forces, according to Jerusalem Post. What? He was also responsible last month for a billboard campaign throughout Israel depicting the leaders of various Palestinian organizations being defeated and captured by Israeli army. You know, my kids told me, you know, because they use the phones quite a bit and they do a lot of searching around. I don't know how now they work, those motherfuckers. But they said all the commercials, they said you wouldn't believe it. It's inundated with Israelis good. Jews are good. Jews are good people. I mean, it's just, he said it's blatant. Blatant. I mean, the ad campaigns, while you're committing genocide. I guess maybe fucking Stalin could have used that when he was killing 120 million fucking Christians in the gulags in Russia and 10,000 fucking goddamn captured U.S. soldiers that were never retrieved, huh, by the Jew, huh? Through his public relations firm, Rosenbaum Communications, he was involved in a campaign to prevent the extradition of Malka Leifer, an Israeli-Australian woman who was accused of involvement in widespread sexual abuse of children at the religious school in Victoria. No. Rosenbaum later said it was a mistake on my part to have supported Leifer, who was evidently deported and sentenced to 15 years in prison, whatever. But I mean, this shows to go. You got that son of a bitch Kirby saying, no, they're committing genocide on the Israelis. That was the most ridiculous thing I ever heard in my whole fucking life. I mean, what does this man fucking think? I'm looking at him again because I want him to answer that. Let's see what else we got going here. Yeah, Epstein, he's always around, isn't he? Dutch leader who vowed to destroy a World Economic Forum hospitalized after assassination attempt. Well, you don't go after the fucking mafia. Don't you know this is World Health Organization, these phony goddamn non-governmental 501c3s are the fucking, that's solid mafia. These are made motherfuckers, man. You mess with them and maybe they'll try and kill you. They got the balls. This is by Sean Adil Tabatabaya, the people's voice. Sorry about your name there, buddy, but I don't speak that language. A Dutch politician who vowed to destroy the World Economic Forum has been left hospitalized following a failed assassination attempt. Say it ain't so. Terry Bowditt. Was rushed to hospital after he was attacked at a campaign event by a man wielding a beer bottle. The incident was the second attack on Bowditt in recent weeks and took place just 2 days before general election. Infowars.com, oh, fuck you, Alex Jones. You're the one that was telling him to level Northern Palestine. You're a fucking criminal. Now you're a fucking goddamn war criminal, motherfucker. You piece of shit. You think that you're not going to answer? In Nuremberg, the fucking goddamn media answered. You're going to be one of the people that fucking answers for the fucking death and destruction, for the fucking genocide, you worthless, fat-ass, thieving, low-life, piece of fucking shit, traitor. I call you traitor, Alex, you fucking prick. About it was greeting supporters at a bar in Northern City in Göringen on Monday when an assailant struck him repeatedly on the head and neck with the bottle. Video footage showed Baudek's security team rushing the injured political leader away as bystanders wrestled the attacker to the ground. The attacker was arrested shortly afterwards while Bowditt was taken to a nearby hospital in a post on X, formerly Twitter. That is so fucking, it's like Prince. His form of democracy, FVD party, said the Bowditt was treated by a trauma surgeon and the bottle narrowly missed his eye. Ouch. The party then announced that an event scheduled for later in the evening in the city of Zawali had been canceled for the health and safety of Bowditt. Will kill you, speak anymore. Monday's attack came less than a month after Bowditt was struck with an umbrella by a masked assailant at Ghent University in Belgium. About it, suffered a major concussion as a result of the strike, and the perpetrator, who shouted anti-Russian slogans during the incident, was arrested on the spot. Excuse me just a second. There. Bowditt describes his party as the most energetic anti-globalist movement of our time and is a vocal critic of immigration, woke, and the LGBT program, propaganda and Dutch membership of the EU and NATO. He has described the conflict in Ukraine as a stupid NATO war against Russia and praised Russian President Vladimir Putin as a huge hero in the fight against American-led globalism. Well, right there, you lost me, buddy, because you either understand what's going on and you're playing the game, or you don't fucking understand. You think fucking Vladimir Putin and the goddamn Zelensky don't sit down at the same table at the end of the fucking month and with Biden and fucking goddamn Netanyahu and goddamn Donald Trump and split up the fucking proceeds. You're goofy. You're fighting windmills there, buddy. Keep it up. Formed in 2016, his party won 1.8% of the vote in the following year's general election, which rose to 5% in 2021 ahead of another general election this Wednesday. The FVD is currently polling at 3%, according to an aggregate of multiple opinion polls. Compiled by political, whatever. Okay, opinion polls. They're trying to get us into this fucking election thing. And it's like that collective laugh I heard across the fucking air. Everybody fucking knows. I don't know how you're going to pull off another goddamn election. I don't think you can. I mean, it's so blatant. I mean, you've came out, you've revealed yourself as what you are, and you've done so blatantly. So good for you. Several right-wing populist politicians have been attacked across Europe in the last 6 weeks. Alternative for Germany, AfD co-leader Tino Chirpala was hospitalized after he was stabbed with a syringe at a rally near early October while Elego Vidal Cuadras, the founder of Spain's Vox Party, was left seriously injured after he was shot in the face in Madrid earlier this month. Now, scapegoat? I mean, maybe you guys didn't know that, but you were throwing your asses out there to be. It's like that guy got thrown in jail for the child porn at the same time at the top of this fucking goddamn site. We have goddamn Hunter Biden committing child porn on fucking. He recorded it himself. He recorded the video himself. And it's there. It's been there. It's been there for fucking how long, people? 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 months? Been sitting there. Nobody's looked at it. I mean, all the people that fucking monitor this fucking site around the world, the fucking governments, nobody's fucking looked at it. Nobody said anything like, hey, nobody's even called it a fucking misinformation and disinformation. Nobody's fucking rebuked it. Why? Because this is all horse shit. This is all to draw you back into the fucking mainstream where another fucking tried, another fucking lesson. Refuse it. The fucking Bill of Rights, the fucking unalienable, supreme, superior, absolute law of December 15, 1791. That's all we're interested in. Give us back our fucking law and the rest of this shit will cease to exist forthwith. And that's just the fucking way it is, people. Anyways, I'm sick enough of this, and I'm sure you are. So we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another fucking thrilling adventure with these fucking idiots on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. And until then, try to see this for what it is. They're trying to suck you back into a mainstream fucking that is a total 110% fraud. It's the front for the fraud. It is the ministry of lies. Everything that comes out of their fucking mouth is a lie, and you know it, and that is the word from the trenches.